Hey, Chambers?
Yes.
Hey, Chambers. My name is Josh. I'm reaching out. I believe you just spoke to someone on my team regarding the new energy program. How are you doing today?
Doing about as good as you can anymore.
There you go, right? Yeah, it's so good you can do throughout the day. Okay. I just wanted to, of course, give you a call, see if you got that notice in the mail. It was regarding the recent building structure changes. Did you see that by any chance?
There was something I saw. About changing whatchamacallit, one of the other generators or whatever.
Oh, okay. One of the other energy companies?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, no problem at all. I mean, that's exactly why I was giving you a call. So essentially what's happening is energy companies, they are raising their rates by 15%. And of course, that's just to maintain their electricity grid. So what that just means for you, it means your energy bill will be going up. Are you currently paying above that $60 right now?
$60 a day?
Per month, Chambers.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, not a day. If it's a day, your bill will be really, really high.
Well, I can tell you through the wintertime, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're $1,000, $1,300,
$1,400
a month.
Wow. Okay. So you definitely consume a lot.
I've got two heat pumps. I got a huge house.
Gotcha. Okay, that
and
makes a lot.
I've got two heat pumps. And when Duquesne Light came out and said, "Oh, if you go 100% electric, you get all these big discounts." And oh yeah, my power bill in the wintertime then was I still had an oil furnace, so I changed everything out to electric.
Ooh yeah. Okay.
And
that'll definitely do it.
Well, my bills went down. Drastically, it was $200 and some in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we can't do that anymore. And then they went through the roof again.
Yeah. So that's the unfortunate thing, right? Is these energy companies, they realize they're unable to do things like that. So they have to keep up with the demand of the energy that homeowners are using. So it's unfortunate. So that's why everyone's bills are skyrocketing, but that's the exact reason why we're calling. What we're doing right now, Chambers, is we're just helping homeowners get approved for this new government-endorsed program. It helps you get solar installed with no money out of your pocket, and it also reduces your electricity bill by up to 40% if you're able to qualify. So,
I've had some associates of mine that put in a ton of they came back to me and says, "You told me that was stupid for me to do, and I'm really what I'm paying right now." Mm-hmm. And I spent that $200,000+ putting all that stuff in.
Oh wow, they spent a lot.
And oh, he did, because he put all everything in, just like everybody kept telling him.
Mm-hmm.
But what the people don't know, I'm an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I was also in the Air Force, and I know that there's an air base out in Ohio, not too mm-hmm. far from me, and that thing used to be, they blackened it on, if you had a map, it was blackened. They didn't want anybody to know it was there.
Yeah.
But the reason that they used that for all their jets and everything, this is way back when, is because it had the least amount of sunshine, 24 hours a day and 365 days a year, least amount of sunshine for flights going over top, because it's usually cloudy. And we have the same thing in the part of Pennsylvania I'm in, the Phobos, the eastern part out by the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different animal. But around here, you don't get enough sunlight in there, because the buddy that spent over $200,000 putting a bunch of it in up north of here, he came back to me, he says, "I really have to give you my apology for telling me what to do, and I didn't want to take that." And he says, "I should listen to you."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's expensive for what your friend did up north a little bit. $200,000 is not a small system by whatsoever. But the reason why homeowners are excited, or at least with these new programs, is because they no longer need to come out of pocket for these systems. So no loans involved, no down payments. There's nothing in regards to the installation costs, as well as no lien on the property, Chamber. So it's well now. They're just designed to, of course, eliminate that current bill you're paying with Duquesne Light Company and help you just switch into a cheaper bill. It's a matter of if your property is able to qualify. I know you mentioned something along the lines of sunlight hours, which is something that we do calculate for you just to make sure that you are getting the appropriate amount, because if you're not, then of course getting solar wouldn't even make sense for you at that point, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I was just reaching out to you. These programs, they are new and completely different. It's just a matter of if you're able to qualify. So I just need to ask you a few questions, Chambers, just to see if you would be a good fit for the program. And if you are, then of course we can help you out. Would you have some time to see if you're able to, you know, take advantage of this program?
Yeah, if I saw, knew everything that was in there and how it goes together, I'm a detail nut because I'm a long time mm-hmm. engineer. So
yeah,
a licensed professional engineer.
Of course, and I completely understand. You just want to make sure you're getting the cream of the crop when it comes down to the type of system you're getting and everything like that, which is what they do during the consultation as well. So not only do they show you how much you can save, they first and foremost break everything down for you, answer any questions you may have, and then at the end, that's when they're able to see if your property is a good fit for the program. Just a quick question for you, though, for the property, do you have any, like, big trees or tall buildings that provide shade on your roof?
I have big trees around me. I have 20 acres of property I live on.
Oh, okay. Nice. Awesome.
I was in the Air Force at the time back in, like 1971 or 72.
Mm-hmm.
And, I paid $100 an acre for it back then, but it's worth a hell of a lot more than that now.
Oh yeah. Way more than that.
then when I built the house is, two stories. It's big. I do have a large wine cellar in the basement, though.
Oh, nice. Awesome, then. I mean, it definitely sounds like, you know what you're doing in regards to the property, so that shouldn't be an issue there. I mean,
trees. I got the trees back, and my house sits with the backside of the house is southern.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you set a transit up in the middle of my house right now, it's exactly the front part of the house when you drive up to it is looking at the north, and one's to the east and west, and then the back of my house with all the windows in it is the south view, because that gets the most sunlight.
Awesome. Yeah, south-facing homes are typically the ones that get the most sunlight. I mean, just from my experience, they definitely are. So that definitely sounds like you got a good thing there. And then for the roof itself, any leaks, damages, you're aware of anything like that?
The roof, I just had a brand new roof put on here in February.
Oh, nice. Pretty much you're good to go then. That shouldn't be an issue. And then
it's expensive because it's a big roof with the offsets on it and everything. Yeah.
No, yeah. Roofs are crazy nowadays, how expensive they could be, you know? So I definitely know that when it comes down to roofs and the replacing of them. In regards to the property itself, though, when you did purchase it, is anyone else on title with you, like a spouse, family member, anyone along those lines, or just yourself?
Just me now. Mm-hmm. My wife passed away now 4 years ago.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
I had to shut my business down, mm-hmm. taking care of her for almost a year. And trying to get your business back up when you're 70-some years old, it's like, well, at your age, it's like, come on now. I'm a damn good engineer.
Yeah.
I used to do expert witness work, and the state of Oklahoma has now banished me from doing any expert witness work down in the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, why is that?
Because most of the ones I did were fatalities in construction zones.
Okay.
And how you set up the traffic and the tapers and everything. It's a federal document that points this out. Mm-hmm. And I taught my young engineers back when I was doing like things like the Ohio Turnpike went out to six lanes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a 9-year project. I did all the management on that.
Oh, wow.
Worked on the scheduling, the costs of the bids, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
That was a good job. They loved me. They said, oh, we want to keep you, but they don't offer enough money. So
yeah, you're like, I'm okay.
But it's a strange world. So, I got everything I have here. I got a big 6-car garage beside the house also.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Pretty good. Pretty sure you got some good classics in there, huh?
I used to have a bunch of classic cars. I sold them all.
Oh, nice.
I did restoration on, I think it was about 12 cars.
Ooh, nice. Awesome.
51 MGTD, and that thing was beautiful. I sold it for $18,000.
Wow. Damn.
And I had a 75 Jaguar that looked like it was brand new.
That's awesome.
Sold that to a guy.
That's a beautiful car right there. Heritage car right there. I like to say so myself.
Oh yeah. But I had a whole string of foreign cars, Plymouths, Dodges, 39s, 49s.
Wow. Yeah, you had the whole nine yards there.
Yeah, it's like, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's too much work. Fun. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Just keeping up with your daily maintenance on your daily now is a lot of work. You can imagine those. They need a lot more attention.
Yeah, just mowing grass is always fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get on your lawnmower and just go ahead and just mow that grass.
But, yeah, I've had this house paid off for years. I keep telling people, it's like, if you need work that bad, I said, well, I really don't need it. I just like to keep my body exercised and my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't have any bills, credit cards, anything. I don't let it. I've got credit cards, but they're all paid off monthly.
Oh,
I don't,
gotcha.
I don't get anything.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm guessing you got a good standing credit score then, like you're above that 660 range.
Oh, yeah, I got a good credit score. And I've got quite a bit of money packed into my retirement fund. Of course, at my age now, I'm forced to take $42,000 a year out of them.
Okay. Gotcha, yeah, just to keep them afloat, right?
And just because they want their taxes.
Yeah, they do. They always want that.
But I've been doing that now for a number of years, and the value of my retirement accounts it's still over $1 million. So,
that's perfect then. Yeah, you're sitting pretty.
I mean, I'm taking tons and tons of money. I would take $42,000 a year out. That's a lot of money after 5 years, and it really hasn't affected my values. I got me an accountant. I did that when I started my own business back in 2010. He is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean. Hey, it sounds like you definitely did everything, Chambers.
Yep, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, it could seem like you could be a good fit for these programs, Chambers. I mean, like I mentioned, it's nothing coming out of your pocket. It's really just designed to help you save. You know, I don't see why not you would be a good fit for it. And except it's really simple. It's like having someone come down, break it down to you. Of course, like you said, if you want to know the in-detail stuff on what we use, the type of things that we use, panels, inverters, all that good stuff, then that's what their job's to do, is just to break it all down for you.
I ask those kind of questions because I'm detail-oriented.
No, that's good. That's good. I mean, that's why you're an engineer, right? I would hope someone that's an engineer is detail-oriented.
Yep. I mean, yeah. I taught my young engineers, because there's two classes or a test you have to take for the state. There's the EIT, which is engineer in training. They got to take that and pass it. And then you can take the professional engineering license exam.
Mm-hmm.
But I pretty much spoke it back when I took it. But
gotcha. Yeah, I mean, definitely sounds like you know what you're talking about. And you like to know that good detailed information. So if you have some time, I'd love to see if like either Monday or even Tuesday works for you, for them to stop by and just see if they're able to help you out. Because you do pay a really high bill, and who doesn't want to pay a cheaper bill if you don't need to come out of pocket for it, right? So if you have some time, like on Monday or Tuesday, would like a morning or afternoon time work best for you, Chambers?
Monday or Tuesday, Monday or morning or afternoon, doesn't matter to me.
Okay. I could do Monday at 11 o'clock. Would that be a good time?
Should work.
Should work perfect then. I mean,
what
I'll do,
my driveway is a half a mile back off of Route 30.
Half a mile back off of Route 30.
Yeah, it's a gravel road. It walks back there, and there's a couple of houses, other houses that use my driveway.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So you're like the last house on that that gravel driveway.
And I've got a sign up by the other houses with the arrows that point to where the house number is.
Oh, okay. Gotcha then. Perfect. So they shouldn't get lost.
Yeah, they shouldn't get lost.
Awesome then. Perfect then, Chambers. Well, I can definitely schedule you down then for Monday at 11. Shouldn't be an issue. I'll just send you a text message right after this, just letting you know you're all set up. And then for that utility bill that you get, do you typically get it online or in the mail?
I get them in the mail.
In the mail? Perfect.
Yeah.
Just as long as you have the most recent one, or even if you have one that's like a month or two older, that should be fine. They just need that so they can conduct the savings report for you properly and then show you the full breakdown how much you can save, okay?
Yeah, I got I got bills laying around. I'll have to make sure I get one out there, so.
Awesome. Perfect, then. Well, definitely sounds like you're all set here. I'll go ahead and send you that text message shortly, Chambers. What you could do for me, just give me a like or a thumbs up, or just respond back to the message to let me know that you received it. Other than that, you're all set for this Monday at 11 a.m.
So if I receive your text and I report this guy's an asshole, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, okay. There you go. You can say that too. Yeah, but I'll just send it over to you then. You should receive it within like 5 to 10 minutes, so just keep an eye out. And then just as long as you have that bill there, they're able to help you out, Chambers.
Yep, I can have it ready. Thank you.
Awesome. Perfect, Chambers. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend as well. We look forward to meeting you Monday at 11.
Yeah, it's a crowded house I live in here too, so.
Yeah, no worries. All right, Chambers. You have a good
day. Just me. All right, bye.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.